Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
And welcome to our online broadcast today. So good to be here. And we thank God for what God is doing in our society today. Though we have been confined, we have been told what to do concerning so that we can have a lasting cure, and that's what we are believing and that's what we are praying for. No doubt we are in challenging times worldwide, but I believe that God has an answer for us. And today is an exciting day for me again to bring the word of God, and I believe I have a word for us even as we are in this time. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 1, verse 1 to 6. I call it the Psalm of Life. The Psalm of Life. If you're joining us by way of the Word, where we welcome you to our family gathering, welcome every of our family members online. Thank you so much for joining. And we believe that you have gathered your family to be able to do that. Thank you so much. And I'd like to do one or two things here so that you can connect better. If you need encouragement, maybe a prophetic word, you need prayer, you need counseling, there are lines that they have put up on the screen that you will need to call in if you want one of those things. If you also want encouraging word every day, just download our app and you can get the audio devotional. And also, if you sign up, we'll be able to send you a radio broadcast every day. You can also get our written devotional on our blog every day so that you can get to read. Gather your family and do that. At the close of this message, I will celebrate the communion with you. We want you to gather your family, get the bread, get the wine, and we'll bless it. I believe God gave us this as our weapon of protection, our weapon where we need to start celebrating when we every day. But this is the time where we need to celebrate it more. And so with all this, you can follow us and get all those things there. We thank you for joining in once again. In Psalm 1, verse 1 to 6, it said, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Today I want to be talking about thriving in every season, in every season of life. Whether you are going to work or maybe you are going to start doing something, it's time for us to understand that God has created us to thrive in every season. We were created to thrive, and that's what you must understand. In Psalm 1, verse 1 and 3, it said, "We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers." And what are we supposed to do when we are planted by the river? We're supposed to thrive. If you go to any river bank and see the plants growing, you will understand that they are giving green leaves all the time. Why? Because they are planted by the river, and they are always constantly being watered. It reminds me of John 15, and Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you." In other words, what is he trying to say? If you abide in me and I'm abiding in you, there's no thing you can ask that you will not get. That means that the life that Jesus carries is flowing inside of you. And I believe this is the season where we need to come deeper into the abiding. In Psalm 1, verse 1, it was talking about some of the relationships we should not be in so that we can get involved into something else. But there are relationships that we will be in. I'll be able to share that as we go on. Our natural habitat to actually thrive in every season is the presence of God. Water speaks about a symbol of the presence. That means that if I carry the presence of God, I will thrive in every season. When God created Adam, he gave him, he put inside of him. In other words, he formed him outside the garden, brought him, and breathed into him the breath of life. The only thing that sustains you is his breath. And we cannot actually function outside the presence of God. Just like fish cannot function outside water. If these things are happening to us, there's plague in the land now, we need to turn back and say, where have we missed it? You may not have seen individually, but you see, things are allowed into this place. It brings me into one thing I must share. Let us not confuse the judgment of God and the consequences of man. The judgment of God and the consequences of man's action on the earth. Because as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So what it's trying to say, there are some things, activities we have done. It brings me to what Nehemiah did when he heard the news that the walls are not built and things are broken down. He fasted for 21 days and went into what is called deep repentance. And that's what we did here in call to worship, to call us back and said, where have we missed it? Where did things go wrong? And I believe this is the season where we need to start re-examining ourselves and say, what would you do wrong? The nations of the world, coming back to him and asking, what can we do wrong? You can stand on behalf of your community. You can stand on behalf of your nation to come before God and say, God, we have missed it. Let us go back to you. And that's why the prophets came on the Old Testament. They were always telling us, let's go back to the instructions of God, the Torah of God. That means that what God has said, this is how you are supposed to live on earth so that things will go well with you. Because he is the owner of this estate and he has his own policies that this estate is governed by. And if you violate the policies, then things will not go well with you. It's just like you violating the law of gravity. If you violate the law of gravity, you will bear the consequences, but you can partner with the law of gravity and actually enjoy what the law of gravity brings. And so our natural habitat is the presence of God. And the presence of God, the Bible says, there is fullness of joy. There are three habits I want to say that we need to connect back to him today, where we will constantly thrive in and out of season. We will thrive, we will not be in any situation, we will not get into a place where things will not be working out well for us. We will get into a place where when we are standing in these three things, doing these three things constantly, 24 hours of the day, 12 months of the year, then thriving will constantly be what will be our result. The first thing I want to share with you is connecting with the Word and the Spirit of God. Connecting with the Word and the Spirit of God. Connecting with the Word and Spirit of God. For some of us, we need to reconnect back. Where have we missed it? It may be because of the busyness of the works of our hands. It may be because of one distraction or the other that we need to connect back to him and stay. The Bible says in Psalm 1, I still call it again the Psalm of Life. It said, they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. In other words, what is it trying to say? There are people who do not go in the way of ungodly, who do not go in the way of sinners, who do not go in the way of mockers. What do? Their delight is in the law of the Lord. Their delight is in the law of the Lord. It's not only about the Word, but also about the Spirit. The Bible or the Scriptures is supposed to point us to an encounter. Jesus said to the people standing and listening to him and said, the Scripture you have been studying points to me, but you refuse to come. In other words, when we read the Scripture is supposed to point to the Father. The Scripture is supposed to bring us to an encounter with the Father. That means that as I read the Word of God, which is the written Word, I need to now understand that this Word is not only in letters, it can also be an encounter, and it's supposed to be so. The voice of God, the Spirit of God, will not violate the Scriptures, will not violate the Word. In Psalm 1, verse 2, it said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. His delight is in the law of the Lord. In the Passion Translation of Psalm 1 and 2, it said, his pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am, meditating day and night, in the true revelation of the light. You know, sometimes when you are reading the scripture, all of a sudden there's maybe an aha moment. That means that some scriptures or some letters just jump and hit you at the face. I can't forget some of the encounters I've had reading scriptures and asking, Lord, I need to hear your voice. It might be, and also I believe in this season, we need to hear his voice. What is God saying? God will not allow us to die by plague. He will not allow us to die by pestilence. He will not allow us to die, and even promised it that he will not send flood again to the earth. That means that he has a plan for us. All we need to do is to get into the word and begin to say, Lord, we need to hear you. Where have we missed it? And I believe the first step is for us to say, Lord, we have missed it somewhere. And if we have missed it somewhere, God has a solution. I always tell people this, that if there is a problem, we acknowledge there's a problem, but God has the final solution. And he will give us the solution. All we need to do is to do what? Make it the passion. I tell people every time that Christianity is not about the disciplines. The disciplines are good, but the discipline is supposed to put in passion in us. So the Christian walk or the walk with the Father, walk with Jesus, is all about passion. And when he has grabbed your heart, there is no way. The life of God comes in. Now, we are having a lot of challenges in the world today. People are not, economies are going down. People are not earning what they are supposed to be earning daily. Then that means that we have come into a situation where the children of God had money, they had the provision, they had all the wealth that they left Egypt or they're in the wilderness. That means they couldn't buy anything. And they needed to depend on God. And I believe this is the time where we need to depend on his voice. Where we'll come to the place and say, Lord, we don't have a power of our own. Things have failed today, but you see, God has a final answer. So that when we finally bounce back and this whole thing comes to an end, then we will know, if not for the Lord on our side, where would we have been? And I believe that this is the time for the greatest revival, the time for the greatest harvest, because now that we have locked down, we have shut in, I believe nothing can shut out Jesus. He came into the room where the disciples were hiding, and he can come anywhere. And our heart goes for the nations and for people who have lost their loved ones and for people who are sick on their bed. The Spirit of God will come in and heal you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for restoration. We pray for restoration, for healing, for divine health restorative system to meet those people on their bed. That even for this week and for today, we'll be talking about quick recoveries. And they will be saying the things are declining because the God of heaven has intervened and brought healing. Not only about healing, but full restoration and wholeness will come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so he said, we shall be like a tree standing by the water. We shall be like a tree standing firm. In verse 3, it says, he will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of his life, is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Most times people think that this law is about the law of sin and death. No, what it's talking about is about the instructions of God. The instructions of God. And God will give you grace to actually follow his instruction, because by strength shall no man prevail. And that's why Jesus brought grace. But the instructions of God are eternal. If you follow them, it will be well with you. We have seen nations that have followed the instructions of God, and development was the end result. Which reminds me of a book I read called Jesus in Benjin, that people, even it was documented that China did the research, and they discovered that one of the things that have made the West to go up is because of their religion and morality. And you can never have morality without a code. And the instructions of God are the codes of life. And if you follow them, you will ever prosper. And if you listen to his voice, there's no way that you can, you will read the Bible and constantly ask him to talk to you that he will not speak to you. The Bible is a closed book without the Holy Spirit. If you read the Bible without the author, the only thing you will have is Bible knowledge. But you may not have an encounter. The only book you can read with the author is the Bible. And I believe that as we come into this place, as we are with our family, we need to get to that place where we have to stay in the Word. read the Word of God cover to cover, if you can, and stay long in that. And gather your children. You who are at home now, teach them the Word of God, because it's actually parents that we actually teach the children the Word of God. We're not meeting in a large family gathering. We're meeting at home, and we thought of actually doing children's broadcast, and we said no. Let's give the outline to the parents and let the parents actually teach their children. Let them teach their children. So, because what you teach your children, if you are the first to teach your children, any other second information, they will compare it according to what you have said, which is what is called the law of first mention. And I believe that in this season, your children will begin to hear what you speak. And as you speak to them, the breath of God will flow through those words and will capture their heart. And children, that the word will say that they will go wayward in future, this is the time where we need to start sowing the word of God into their life and telling them how important the word of God is. The next habit that will actually make you thrive in every season is connecting with God's people. It's connecting with God's people. You know, I believe that technology is good to put the gospel. And I was sharing with a friend yesterday. I said, I like the technology. I'm of the opinion that should practice social distance and should wash their hands, should practice hygiene, because even the book of Leviticus is all about hygiene. In the wilderness, he taught them how to even go to toilet, as little as that, those details. He taught them what they need to do when somebody is infected. But you see, we need to partner with the authorities. And for me, I like to pray for the people in the front lines, the health workers. We pray for wisdom. We pray for your protection, that you are going there and sowing these seeds, and that you will come out better. You will come out healthier, and you will have encounter with King Jesus. And Jesus will just play the blood of Jesus over you for protection, that you'll be protected, as Psalm 91 will be so read to you. And even for the people in governance, we pray for wisdom for you, that you will have so much wisdom. Wisdom in this time to take the necessary decision that will be good for every one of us. But what I was telling my friend yesterday, I said, I like the technology, but the human contact is necessary. In Acts chapter 2, neither am I saying that you should violate what is saying. I'm trying to say that when this is over, we must connect, because it actually takes some connection to actually activate the four happy hormones in your system, or else you will go into some form of addiction that you will not like, because we are supposed to bring those hormones constantly, the dopamine, the oxytocin, the serotonin, and the endorphins. And it's all about our connection. And so, even when we cannot connect physically, let not disconnect. Let's use the technology to enhance it. But even after this is over, we need to connect physically. You must understand that connecting with God's people is very important. It reminds me of the redwood tree of California. They grow to about 35-story buildings. But the thing about that tree is that the rooting system is less than 6 feet deep. How can that shallow root system sustain that massive height? It's because the redwood tree of California, they grow together. They grow together. They grow together, and underneath them, their roots intertwine. Their roots intertwine. Their roots get to stay with each other, so that when the wind comes, they only just bend, but they do not fall. We need to connect with covenant people. And if you're a believer, you need to connect with other believers, because you find out that you can have prophetic ministry on you. People can give you prophetic word, but you will never come into your prophetic destiny without a culture. When Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 9, Samuel gave a word to Saul and said, you are going to be king. But as he was about leaving him, he's prophesied that you will come around the company of prophets, and they will start prophesying to you, and you will become another man. In other words, I'm giving you a prophetic word now, but when you come into a prophetic community, you come into your full destiny. There are people that have not come into their full destiny because they live isolated lives. There is nothing like isolated Christianity. If a believer without a church family is an orphan, and somebody will say, oh, there's so many things wrong with the church. I agree. Because where you have imperfect people, you have imperfect situations. But you see, the part of the just. And God will be the one that will come and write things. Looking at, reading through the first century believers and reading through the book of Acts, I saw different challenges. But there was something that was so instructive that I read that the word was so much like a phrase. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says they were in one accord. They were in one accord. One accord does not mean mindless conformity. It means that they have developed a relational heat that will keep them together in spite of their disagreement, in spite of their differences. What holds them together is far greater than what wants to separate them. And I believe in this season, it may shock people, but I believe in this season that the body of Christ will come into a greater unity. Recently, we have different prayer groups, different streams coming together, and they are praying and they are seeking God's face. People that will not naturally come together as one, but this thing is making us to come together. And it's they are meeting online, they are connecting and understanding that we need to pray, we need to seek the face of God. So right now, the common thread that connects us is Jesus Christ, and if we can stand there, then we can be able to weave our way through our differences. We need to connect deeper at a deeper level. If you see trees going by the banks of the river, their roots are always connected. Their roots are always connected because constantly the river will begin to wash into their roots. But they are there because and standing firm because they are connected. The Bible says in verse 5 of Psalm 1, he said, therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment of sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. I don't know what you're going through as a believer, but he knows your way. That's why sometimes I tell people, I may not know my future, but I know the holder of my future. And my life is in his hand. And that means that it's going to take me to an expected end. And so, you must understand that we need to get together and connect deeper. Call your friends. Call the people that you call upon the name of Jesus. Check on them. Prophesy to them. And tell them what you are experiencing. Share Bible verse together. Just ask them to pray for you when you are going through crisis in this season. Maybe you are having some challenges and things are not working out well for you. This is a time where you need to have people around you who will come around you, pray with you over the phone, connect with you on the internet, through every form of connecting. Even in your home, this is a time where husbands and wives will connect at a deeper level, where they will begin to share their dreams together. And I need you to get some things clear. This is the time for you to dream again. It's a time for you to dream again. It's a prophetic word I just felt that God began to breathe into our life, to dream again. To dream again. And many of us are in seclusion. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, a man, having secluded himself, interacts with wisdom of all. So it's a time where you need to gather your family and begin to speak the word of God. Connect at a deeper level with your children. This is not a time where you teach them. There's no school. So all that is boiled down to is the word of God and ourselves. There are two things that will last for eternity, is what we are doing now. The word of God and people. And that's what we're doing. So this is the main thing. The word of God, the Bible says, God said, my word have I exalted above my name. His word would transcend from now to eternity. People, on earth is a dress rehearsal of the coming reality. It's a dress rehearsal of the coming reality. So what we need to do, sow into the word of God, sow into people. Which brings me to what Apostle Peter was writing to the church in Rome in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Apostle Peter wrote this book, and this book actually, 1 Peter 1 and 2, actually sustained them in the time of the great persecution in Rome. And he wrote it before he started. He said in verse 17, treat everyone you meet with dignity. love your spiritual family. Love your spiritual family. Love your spiritual family. We have a legislation today in our city and our nation that not more than 20 people should meet, and let's practice distance. That means that 2 people can meet, 3 people can meet. Practicing. Wash your hands. Sanitize yourself. You can even sanitize your head from yourself from head to toe so that everything is gone. And just understand that reality. And just connect with people. Practice those hygiene. And you know, even the Bible says when you are going to wash in running water. You see, that's why the word of God will transcend to eternity. Not one jot, not one tittle will go away. It says, love your spiritual family. But I can't love my spiritual. There are people that have issues. Yes, you also have issues. You need to love them anyway. We need to love every person that we come across. We need to just love them with unconditional love. And people are in different stages of development. They are in different stages of crisis. They are going through one turmoil or the other. So some of them may not be able to hold on to their emotions. And that's why you see some eruption. I call it eruption, not quarrel. Some misbehavior. Not because they are bad, but because they have not been able to, they are still striving towards maturity. And like I always tell people, when God brings you to his spiritual family, he wants to shape you for where he's taking you to. And there are people that will come into your life that are really sandpaper. In this time where we are locked in, it's a time where you need to connect with those that you have decided not to talk to again. You know, sometimes we say in our local parlance, now heaven will settle up. There's no settlement in heaven. Let's settle it here. Because even when you get there, you cannot even quarrel. Because the ability to quarrel has been taken because around you is love. All around you, you are just soaked in it. And you would have missed on some of the things that person was put into your life to shape you to. You know, most times, because we have power, we can cut some people away from our lives. Maybe power now, you now have your own house. Maybe power, you have your money. You can actually create your space. And in creating your space, you have let some people who are sandpaper in your life go. To shape you so that you can be rounded for where God is taking you to. There are people who will come and irritate you emotionally. There are people who come and irritate you physically. There are people who God has put in your life to challenge you spiritually. It reminds me sometimes when I just hear God say, stand up and let's have fellowship. But you see, there's some sweet sleep that comes. Just some fantastic sleep. But when I see my wife stand up, I hear that voice. He say, you see now, you are the head of the home. I'm not sure it's the Holy Spirit. I'm sure it's my own voice telling me, because God, the Holy Spirit does not come with condemnation. And telling me, you need, I just stand up anyway, even when I feel very sleepy. There are people around you that will challenge you intellectually. There are people around you that will challenge you spiritually. There are people that will challenge you even materially. Some people will challenge you emotionally. And you need them in your life. Don't cut them away. Now we can't even cut off wives. We can't cut off our husband. We're in one space. We can't even cut off our children. Fathers that say, go and meet your mother, they are with you. So God will even send children into your life to teach you patience. You see, you can never grow in the fruit of the Spirit without connection, especially connecting to your spiritual family. The fruit of the Spirit is not grown when you go, or not develop when you go into seclusion by yourself. It's developed where you go into seclusion with people. And that's your spiritual family. And we need to get to that place where we need to ask them to come into our life. You can't have patience if people around you are not making you impatient. You can't have self-control if somebody's not pushing you to slap him. You can't have joy. Because joy is not dependent on the happenings. It's an internal job. You can't have joy. And what we are going through today in the world is a season where we're looking and calling joy. Where we'll be joyful all the time. Joy all the time. And understanding that this joy that we are enjoying is not because of the happenings. But I tell you the truth. What goes on the inside of you can affect your circumstances. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's a season where we as believers, we start pulling on joy and releasing everywhere and speaking life. Everything that is hitting us right now, everything that is hitting us right now is a form of information. And this information will either breed fear or faith. Be careful. If you are in the community of believers and there is so much unbelief and you are supposed to be there and you are there, now, you as the one become the change agent there. It was Barnabas that brought Paul in, where every believer did not want Paul to come in. So you are the one that can bring in faith into that community, that your life group, that place you meet with other people. You are the one. Even when they are going through some form of turmoil, they are uncertainty, people are being fearful. It's not time for condemnation. It's not time to say, I thought you know the word of God. For you that have the revelation and the light of the God's revelation is for you to now start encouraging your brothers. The Bible always speaks in the New Testament, speaking about the first century believers, encourage one another, be together with one another, share with one another. In other words, if you are the one that has that revelation now, it's now time for you to start releasing it. And very soon, what you carry will overshadow people. And I believe that the family of God will come into the full expression of what God wants, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The third thing I want to share is connecting with people outside God's family. Connecting with people outside God's family. It's not only for us to connect with other fellow believers. We are supposed to connect with other family members outside the body of Christ. And this way I want to round off today. He said the ungodly is not like that. This is the time we need to start connecting with people outside the family of God. And I believe that this is the time where you need to call the person who does not know Jesus and pray with the person. The people who do not know Jesus. I want to pray for people who are at home today. Maybe you don't know Jesus and you don't know him. What I want you to do today is to connect with him. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And if you are listening to me, this is the best time of your life. And so, Father, we thank you. For everyone that do not know you, that want to know you, we pray that we encounter you today. I want you to repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me my sins. And take me as your son, your daughter again. In Jesus' name. If you said that prayer, thank you so much. And we pray that you connect deeper. You can check us on our website, ffi.ng. And we get to connect you. Call us on our lines and we'll pray with you. God bless you. I'd like to pray with you as we end this broadcast. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Shalom.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.